Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishnah Yomi, we are starting in chapter 3 of Ketuvot, Mishnah Tet. Ha'omer, someone shows up in a court and he says, Patiti et bito shel ploni. He says he admits to a crime of seducing the daughter of so-and-so. Mishalem, he has to pay, boshet, the embarrassment, ufagam, and the devaluation, al pi atzmo, on his own admission. Ve'eno mishalem knas, but he does not pay the 50 shekel fine on his own admission. Now, this is when there are no witnesses to prove that he committed the crime. We only know because he has admitted himself to doing this crime. This principle is what we call in Shas, mode b'knas pater. One who admits to owing a knas, a penalty payment, need not pay that penalty payment. So in this case, the boshet and the pagam, of course, are damages assessed by the court. Those he is on the hook, even on his own admission. But the knas, the penalty payment, the fine that the Torah specifies, he is not liable. The Mishnah continues with a similar case. Ha'omer, someone shows up and he says, Ganavti, I stole someone's animal. V'tzavachti, and I slaughtered it, made a barbecue, ate it. U'macharti, or I sold it to someone else. So Mishalem et hakeren, and he pays the principal, the original value of the animal, al pi atzmo, on his own admission. Ve'eino Mishalem, but he does not pay, tashlume kefil, the double. Now that's normally if someone steals something and then we catch them, then the court assesses a double restitution payment. Tashlumi arba v'chamisha, or a payment of 4 or 5 times. Now this refers to a case where he stole a sheep and then ate it or resold it. He has to pay 4 times or 5 times in the case of an ox when he ate it or resold that animal. Now again, the kefil, the doubling, or the 4 or 5 times payments, is a knas, a penalty fee assessed by the Torah, so he does not pay it on his own admission, but the actual principal, the actual value of the item he stole, he would pay on his own admission. And our sages learn now, when the Torah is discussing levying the penalty payments against the thief, it says, Asher Yershiun Elohim, I think it says like this, that the judges will, you know, find him guilty, and then they'll assess the fine. So it's only when judges found a man guilty of this thievery, then he pays the fine. But if he comes in and admitted it to the court by himself without any witnesses proving he did it, he does not pay the fine, just the principal. The Mishnah brings related cases. Hamit shori et ploni. My ox gored and, God forbid, murdered, killed somebody. O shoro shel ploni, or killed someone else's ox. Hareze mishalem pi atzmo. He pays the damages on his own admission. It's damages that the court assesses the value of the victims. Hey meet Shori Avdol Shaploni. If he says, my animal killed an Eved Kanani belonging to someone else, Eino Mishalem Pi Atzmo. He does not pay based on his own admission because the penalty payment for an animal owned by someone killing an Eved Kanani, it's stated as 30 shekel in the Torah. So it's stated like a knas, like the 50 shekel for the seduction is 30 shekel for the Eved Kanani. So he doesn't pay on his own admission. Zeya klal, this is the general rule. Kol ha-mishalem yeter al ma shehizik. Anytime he has to pay more than the actual damage he did, for example, someone who stole and pays back extra, eino mishalem piatmo, the extra amount, he does not pay based on his own admission. Let's go on and start chapter 4. Na'ara shenit patata, a young woman, and again, a na'ara is from the age of bat mitzvah for the first 6 months after bat mitzvah, when she's still quite young and under her father's guidance, and she was seduced by a man. Boshta, her boshet payment, the embarrassment, upagama, the depreciation, uknasa, and the knas shel aviha, those go to her father, the hatsar, and also pain, batfusa, if the woman was actually violated by a man, not merely seduced. Amda Bedin, if they sued this seducer in court for these damages, Ad Shelo Met Av, before her father passed away, Hare Hen Shel Av, then they belong to the father. Met Av, if the father then passed away, Hare Hen Shel Achin, then these payments actually go to her brothers, who are the legal inheritors of the father. Now, of course, the father can write a shtar, can write a will, a document, to give his daughter whatever he wants to, But the default inheritance in Torah law, which we'll cover in great detail in other Masechtot, is that it is divided amongst the sons. And of course, as we'll see, that they have an obligation to take care of their sisters and to feed them and support them, but the actual assets would belong to the sons in this case. That's the default. And the Mishnah adds, Lo hispiko lamod bedin, if they didn't have a chance to take this man to court, al shemeta av, before the father died, hare hen shel otzma, then all of these damages belong to the young woman herself, even if she's still a na'ara. Her father was not in the picture at the time they sued the seducer, so she gets all of the damages. The Mishnah continues, Amza Bedin, they sued the man in court, Ad Shelo Bagra, before she became a Bogeret. Now that's the next stage in development. Remember, Katana is before Bat Mitzvah, then Na'ara is shortly after Bat Mitzvah, and Bogeret, you know, she's already grown up. She's already going on 13 years old already. You know, time to settle down, get married. In ancient times, that was pretty normal. So she now has a degree of financial independence from her father. So the court case happened before, and she was already bogeret. Hare hen shel av. Sorry, before she became a bogeret, when she's still a na'ara, so the payments, the penalties they assess against the seducer go to the father. Meta av, if he passed away, hare hen shel achin. Then they go to her brothers. They're inherited through the father. He had a right to them because they won the court case. Lo yispik lamod bedin, they didn't get a chance to sue him, od shebagra, until she grew up, she's already financially independent, hare hen shel atzma, she keeps all of the payments. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im lo yispik ligbot, od shemeta av, if they had already assessed the payments but not collected them from the seducer before the father died, hare hen shel atzma, then the young woman herself gets paid directly. And the Mishnah concludes with a related point, ma'ase yadeha. The handiwork, meaning the work that a young woman, a na'ara, does, you know, maybe she has an outside job or she's spinning thread or, you know, making some cloth or something useful, umitziyata, and objects she finds, afopi, even though shelo gavta, that she hasn't actually collected the payment or the object, meta'av hare hen shel'achim. Even if the father dies at this point, these things belong to the father. And through the father, they would go to the brothers if the father passed away. Now, the idea here, the concept is a young woman living in her father's house. If she's spinning some thread and selling it on the side, making some money, that money belongs to the father. Now, in return, the father has the obligation to feed her and clothe her and try to get her an education and a shidduch and whatever she needs to set her up for life. So the system is set up where the daughters of the household, and we'll see the wife as well, are contributing financially to a degree that they're able and comfortable doing, but and that money goes to the father, who has the ultimate financial responsibility to take care of the entire household. Yashar kochachem, zei gesund.